The Lord bless you, YouTube family. Well, I have a real sense of anticipation about today and about this time that we're in right now in the month of June. And that's why I named this We're Going Home, because I believe that that's about to happen. It is June the 10th, 2015, and I'll get straight into the message here. Tonight, when I went to be with the Lord for worship, I was worshiping him, and it took a while before I could actually see him. But when I finally did, he was wearing fatigues. And I was dancing with him, and I was also wearing fatigues. And I thought, wow, that's strange. Why am I wearing fatigues? I didn't ask him at the time, but the Lord took something that looked like a name tag, you know, the kind with the adhesive on the back. And while he was still dancing with me, he stuck it to my back. I wondered what was written on it, and then I saw it. What was written was mine. Wow, no one would be confused about who I belong to now, even in the midst of chaos. I also had a maroon beret on. He stopped for a moment and pointed to the sky. And above us was a huge airship flying away from the point that we were at into the distance. And the sense was that he was circling the earth, that the airship was circling the earth. And out of the place where there would normally be bombs, like the bomb bay, were pods or cable car-looking buses, kind of buses dropping out of the bomb bay that were accompanied by angels. And I heard armored personnel carriers. And these buses were just hanging in the air with angels near them, but they were being dropped in various places around the world. I asked the Lord, why am I wearing fatigues? He smiled and answered, because you're helping me. I am? You are my designated assistant. Wow, what do I do? Follow me around, comfort me, and keep me company. He said very matter-of-factly. Oh, Lord, what an honor. No, what a blessing that one of my creations can't stand to be without me for an instant. Lord, even when my mind drifts, leave a tender moment alone. Lately you've been tuned in almost continuously. Well, Lord, I know I need to thank you for that grace. Thank you for taking hold of it, my love. We are about to make our move, taking you up and away from this place. Don't worry about anything, not even one thing. Not the yard. Oh, guys, you should see our yard. It's horrible. It really needs leaves raked up and everything. Not the yard. Not cleaning. Not bills. Eating. Shopping. Nothing. Just accompany me day and night. I will come for you when you sleep so you can be with me even then. But you haven't much time. The hour is approaching. Leave off with everything of the world and stay right here by my side. I love having you here. I love reaching over and touching your hand. I love gazing into your eyes. And forgive me for not allowing you to see mine a great deal. You just couldn't bear it, and I don't want to weaken or disturb you. So enough, my love. We will be together forever, soon enough. Tell your spouse that because of his faithfulness, many have come to me in this past week. In fact, tell everyone, those of you who were faithful to accompany me, those of you who went out of your way to pray and keep vigils, you've reaped much fruit for the kingdom of God, and there will be fanfare when you arrive and great celebration. In fact, you will receive a hero's welcome because all of you are heroes in your own rights. You have persevered and endured much. The final hour is yet to come, so be on your guard. Keep watch. The clock is ticking, seconds away from your departure. Lord, I haven't done enough for my children. And I, the way I feel about it, guys, is just that, I'm trying to keep up with taking care of you guys who are hungry. the whole audience on YouTube, you're hungry, hungry, hungry. And I've spoken to my children about these things for years, and they stopped taking me seriously, you know. So, but I've put packages together, but that was a while ago, and things are a little disordered. Maybe the Lord will give me the anointing to do that. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like it. But I told him, Lord, I haven't done enough for my children. He answered me. He said, don't worry about them. I have them covered. Each and every one has a provision. Don't worry, Claire. What you have done for me, I have done for your children. Notice I said, I have done, because I have finished it all the way down to the last detail. You don't understand the workings of time in heaven, but I tell you that it is completed, and I want you to enter into your rest. Just be vigilant. You don't want to spoil this time, and the enemy will try to distract you with insignificant details. Tell my brides, stop worrying about whether or not you'll be taken. You know you are mine, and mine will be with me. Little mess-ups and faults have you all hung up on details, all tied in knots. I am not like your earthly father. I'm not like your earthly boss, nor am I a military sergeant. I'm your loving spouse. I care for you tenderly. I understand your pressures far better than you do. I see the demonic attacks you're continually fending off and beating yourselves for. I see the bent of your heart, and it is pleasing to me. You are coming with me. Keep your eyes open. Pray for mercy for the inhabitants of earth who must stay here. Get ready to see your loved ones. Get ready to be totally overwhelmed by my profound gratefulness for your faithfulness. Yes, I'm grateful, profoundly grateful. You are not used to being appreciated. You have no experience of the kind of appreciation and respect I have for you. But you're going to find out and be totally overwhelmed. Yes, this will be my joy, to watch you being overwhelmed. I want you to stop straining on gnats and rest. I'm taking you. And here I want to make something clear, and that is that we're talking about contrition and being sorry for your sins and having repented and checking your conscience every day and asking the Lord to forgive you. But there are some of you who have done all this and you're still insecure and still fluctuating and still feeling like you're going to be left behind because you did one little thing wrong. No, you've lived a lifestyle of faithfulness to the Lord. You stayed pure and clean from sin, and He's going to make the difference up. So don't be scrupulous. Don't be going over and over it and saying, no, He's not going to take me. I did this. No, He won't take me because I did that. No, that's ridiculous. That's straining at gnats. So just as He said, if you've kept your heart pure and lived for Him, you don't have anything to worry about. If you've given your heart to me and lived for me and me alone, no matter how many mistakes you make, I'm still taking you. I'll work out all the kinks in your nature in heaven. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just be kind to your neighbor, keep your heart clean, and do not give in to fear. The last few hours will be intense, but remember, I told you they would be. Hang on to me. Keep your eyes off of man, and keep your heart riveted on me, especially being here for me and comforting me. In this hour, I bless you with a steadfast spirit. To each of you has been assigned more angels to keep you steady as our time approaches. I am with you. Let nothing frighten or disturb you. And Ezekiel has been in prayer just about nonstop for the last 2 days. And the Lord spoke to him very clearly when he was praying. He said, "All of this which is about to unfold is in my control. Be at peace. Let nothing frighten or upset you."